The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
September 3rd.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1976, the invasion of Mars continued. NASA's Viking 2 robotic lander touched down in the flat Martian region known as Utopia Planitia, where it gathered soil samples and tested them for signs of life.
Even from the beginning of the Viking mission to Mars, we began to assemble more than just pictures of the Martian surface. As information was received, we began to piece things together and to understand a place, a planet other than our own.
In 1995, Soyuz TM-22 lifted off from Russia, carrying a crew of cosmonauts to the Mir space station, including European astronaut Thomas Ryder, for a long-duration stay in orbit. Born on this day in 1959, Merritt Buttrick, who played David Marcus, son of James T. Kirk, in Star Trek II and III. Nigel Rhodes of the Tomorrow People was born today in 1964. Garrett Hedlund of Tron Legacy was born today in 1984.
Oh man, still rocking the pager, eh? Good for you.
Yeah, your dad once told me I had to sleep with it, and I still do. Page came from your dad's office at the arcade.
You're the only one who still believes that. He's either dead or chilling in Costa Rica. Probably both. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I smell like jail. Let's just reconvene in another couple of years, huh? What do you say?
Here. These are the keys to the arcade. I haven't gone over there yet. I thought you should be the one.
Alan, you're acting like I'm gonna find him sitting there working. Just, hey, kiddo, lost track of time.
Wouldn't that be something?
In 1979, we were off to outer space.
We're off to outer space. We're leaving Mother Earth.
With the American premiere of the dubbed anime series Star Blazers, one of the earliest anime series to take off in the English-speaking world. It was originally broadcast in Japan in 1974 as Space Battleship Yamato. In 1997, a new face boarded the starship Voyager, but was she friend or foe?
I'm Captain Janeway. This is Lieutenant Tuvok.
We are aware of your designations.
What's your designation?
7 of 9, tertiary adjunct of Unimatrix 01. But you may call me 7 of 9.
Jeri Ryan made her first appearance as 7 of 9 in Star Trek Voyager's 4th season premiere. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and prone to spiral pain.